starting from the fourth of the medium wide lines on Chesamad Aleph. The Gemara says, Amru Leila Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Savi Bavavel, said that there are people who are of old age in Bavel. Tama Va'amar, Laman Yirbu Yimechem Vimevenechem Alo Adamaksiv, Ava Bechutzel Aris Lo. He wondered, he said, the Pasuk says that you only have long life Ala Adama, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. How could there be people who have long life in Chutz La'aretz? Once they told him that there are people who get to shul early and they stay late. Amar, he said, that's the reason why they have long life. Kedam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Levnei like Rabbi Shua ben Levi told his sons before he died, go to shul early and stay late, so that you have long life. Amar Avachab Rabbi Chanin Maikra, what's the source for that? Pasuk says, Ashrei Adam Shomea Li Lishkod Al Dal Sosai Yom Yom Lishvor Mizuzas Pischi. The Pasuk says, praiseworthy is the person who's diligent to bang on my door every day. One who does so will find life. The Gemara says that a person should always enter the shul into two separate doorways. So asks the Gemara, how could you enter the shul into two separate doorways? It really means you should be at least two door widths into the shul, and then daven. Rashi explains that it shouldn't look like a burden. The davening should be like a burden to you, and therefore you shouldn't be standing right at the edge of the shul. You should walk in a little bit. Pasuk says in Tehillim, this is what every pious person davens about at the time that he finds something. So what is that referring to? Amar b'chanina, le'is mitzo zo isha, refers to a wife. Shenemar matzah isha matzah tov. It says in Mishlei, if you found a wife, you found good. B'marav and Eretz Yisrael, ki nasiv inish, it's when a person got married. Amri le, they would say to him, haki the following, matzah o motzah. What does that mean? Matzah dichsev matzah isha matzah tov, yafik ritzon mehashem. Maybe you found a good wife on the one hand, or motzah dichsev motzah ni mar mivavas esa isha and koheles. Shlomo describes a wife who's more bitter than death. Rav Nassan omer le'is mitzo zo Torah. Shenemar ki motzi'im matzah chayim, refers to Torah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omer le'is mitzo zo nisa, refers to death. Shenemar lamaves totzaos. Tanya nami hachi. Chamios u'shlosha mine misa nivru'u ba'olam. There were 903 types of death created in the world. Shenemar lamaves totzaos. Totzaos b'gamachi hachi. The word totzaos is 903. Gemara says, kashish b'chulan askira. The worst of all those deaths is choking. Nichash b'chulan nishika. And the lightest of all those deaths is the kiss when a Kodesh Baruch Hu sucks out your neshama. Askira. So askira, choking, is like trying to rip apart two pieces of wool that are firmly stuck together. It's like trying to throw an anchor of a boat and stick it into the sand of the ocean floor. The kiss of death is like pulling a hair out of milk. It's very light. Rabbi Yochanan, that refers to burial. What's the source for that? Like Gil Yasisu came to cover. Those who rejoice with Hashem are those who rejoice because they found a burial plot. That's what people say. A person should daven for rachamim to be saved, even until the last piece of dirt, shovel full of dirt is thrown onto his kever. That refers to having access to a bathroom. Amri b'marava ha demarzutra adifa mikulum. Demarzutra's pshat is the best, meaning a person should always have easy access to a bathroom. Amri le'rava le'rafram bar papa lema lan mar mehani mi lema al yisad amar mishmei de'rav chista b'mili de'vei kenishta. Say one of the good things that Rav Chista said over in shul today. Amar Lee said, Hachi Amar Chista, my dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ohev Hashem, Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, that Hashem loves the gates of Tzion more than all the tents of Yaakov? So the Gemara explains, Ohev Hashem, Sharem HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha, Yosem Yibatei Kenei, Yosem Yibatei Midrashos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those gates that excel at Halacha more so than all the shuls on the Batei Medrash. So Hainu Amar Rabbi Chia Barami, Mishmei De'ula, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMektosh, Eino Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'olam Ala Arba Amos Shal Halacha Bilvad, that since the time the Beis HaMektosh was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his presence in this world through the Arba Amos of Halacha. Initially, I used to learn at home and daven in shul. Once I heard that statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in this world after the Korban only through the medium of Halacha, I decided that I would only daven where I learned. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tiveria, Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi would only daven in between the pillars of where they would learn. Greater is one who gets benefit from his handiwork, from the actions that he does, his physical toil, more so than a Yirei Shemayim. Regarding Yirei Shemayim, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, praiseworthy is the man who fears Hashem. Regarding one who gets benefit from his actions, it says, those who toil, they are praiseworthy and it will be good for them. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'tov lach la'olam haba. That refers to this world and the next world. L'gabei yirei shamayim v'tov lach l'uksiv. Yet regarding yirei shamayim, the pasuk never says the words v'tov lach. V'am rabbi chiyah barami mishmei du'ula la'olam yador adam v'makom rabo shekoz matcha shenim ben gira kayim l'nasa shlomo es bas paro. A person should always live in proximity to his Rebbe, because as long as Shimi ben Gera, Shlomo Melech's Rebbe, was alive, Shlomo did not marry Bas Paro. Iva Sani Al Yadu. The Brisa says you Dafka should not live near your Rebbe. Lo Kashi. Hada Kayafle, Hada Lo Kayafle. It depends. If you're subservient to your Rebbe and you'll take Musar from him, that's a good idea to live near him. But if you're not going to listen to him, then it's better to not live near him, because this way you should at least stay Shogig and not be amazing in the Averos that you're doing. Amrav Hunabar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. My Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Va'uzeveh Hashem Yechlu. What does the Pasuk mean when it says those who forsake Hashem will be destroyed? Zahamaniach Sefer Torah V'yotze. First, to a person who walks out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah and the Sefer Torah is open. It's a bizayon to the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Avo, nothing bin Gavr Lagavr. Rabbi Avo used to walk in between Aliyos. That was not considered a bizayon. Boy, Rav Papa, Bim Suka, Lev Suka, Ma. What about leaving him between Psukim? So Teku, he's not sure what the din should be there. Rav Sheshes, Mahadar Api, Vigaris, Amaran, Ambididon, Vinhu Bididu. Rav Sheshes used to turn his face away and learn during Kriyas HaTorah. He would say that I'm in my own Rishos and the Torah is in its own Rishos, and the Rishon trying to figure out what the story with Rav Sheshes was. Maybe because he was blind, maybe because his profession was learning. There are different svaras the Rishon throw around to try and justify what Rav Sheshes was doing. A person is obligated to complete the parsha with the tzibur, to do shnai mikra v'yecha targum, to do the mikra twice, the targum once. Even the pasuk in parsha's matos, which lists a number of cities that were built by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, which on the surface the targum should be just those names. The truth is that if you look in Unkelis, the names that the translations that he gives are different than the actual words. But if you have, for example, a pasuk like Reuven Shimon Levi v'Yehuda, where the targum would be literally just Reuven Shimon Levi v'Yehuda, you have to read that also a third time. Shekol Mashlim Parsha Yosef and Matzibur, Marichin Lo Yamav Ushnosov, because whoever is Mashlim Parsha Yosef and Matzibur, if you do Shnai Mikra, you're promised Arichas Yam, and promised long life. Rabbivi Barabai Savar, Lash Lamino, the Parshas of the Chula Shat, and Malayom de Kippure. Rabbivi wanted to do all Shnai Mikra for the whole year on Erev Yom Kippur. Tanalichi Barav Midifti, he says you can't do that. Ksivit says, Vini Semes Navsho Sechem, Besse Shalach Chodesh Barat. The Pasuk says that you have to afflict yourself on the 9th of Tishrei. The Chiba Sisha Besanav Alo Basarzan, but we mean Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. Elomelacha teaches you, Kala Okal Vishosa Bechim, Alo Lavakosav Kilu Besana Chivasi. If you eat and drink on the 9th of Tishrei, as if you fasted on the 9th of the 10th, therefore you're supposed to be spending the 9th of Tishrei eating and not doing Shnai Mikra. Sover lak diminu. So then Rabbivi thought maybe I'll do it earlier. So I'll try to finish all the parshas before, you know, just to do in one Shabbos. I'll do all the parshas. So Amar Leah Husava. So this elder said to him, no, you can't do that either. Tanin, the price says, it has to be in the proper week. Kedamar Lu Rabbi Yishuv and Levi live in it. Like Rabbi Yishuv and Levi said to his sons before he died, Ashlimu parshas Seichu Matzibur Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum. So number one, he told them, make sure to do Shnai Mikra. Number two, V'hizaru Bivridin Kerab Yehuda. That refers to the jugular veins of an animal when he do shchita. It's not because the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Acha Yishko des Avridin. There's a kpeda, even though technically speaking, if you shech the majority of the kana and the vesha, the esophagus and the trachea, that's already a kasher shchita. But Rabbi Yehuda says you should be careful to also shech the jugular veins. So this way, all the blood comes out, and this way you won't have an issue of eating the dam of the animal. And then finally, V'hizaru V'zakin Sheshachach Tamudo Machmas Onso Tamrina Luchos Hashivri Luchos Munachos Barum. Be careful to still honor a zuck, an older person who may have forgotten his learning because he's old or because he just forgot, because the Gemara says in Baba Basra that not only were the actual luchos placed inside of the Aron, but the shivri luchos, the broken shards of the luchos, were there as well. So this zakin who forgot his learning is compared to the shivri luchos, the broken shards of the luchos. Amar luhu Rava Livnei, Rava told his children, Kishatun choschen basra, when you cut meat, al techtichu al gavaya, don't cut on the back of your hand. So ikadamri mishum sakana, because maybe you're going to come to cut your hand. If ikadamri mishum kilkos tud, and the blood will get into your food. Then va'al teshvu al mitas aram. The second thing he told his children was, don't sit on the bed of an Aramean woman. And number three, v'al tavru achori be'sakanezes, and don't walk behind a shul when the tzibur is davening. So the Gemara explains, "Yal teishu amitas aram." What is that referring to? So igad amri, that really it's a metaphor, means lo tignu below kriyishma. Don't go to sleep without saying kriyishma. The igad amri says, "No," means the lo tinsavu giorta, means not to marry a convert. The igad amri, no, aramis mamish, means literally don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Mishamai said the Rav Papa. The Rav Papa azalagabe aramis. Rav Papa went to visit some, and aramis went to collect a debt from her. Hotzia lo mita, she brought out some kind of a bed, a chair for him to sit on. Amra lo shein, so she said to sit. Amra lo, he said, "Ini yoshev acha tagbias amita." I refuse to sit until I lift up the couch. He found a dead baby under there. You can't sit on a bed of the aramis. You have to inspect it, because otherwise she was going to try to pretend like he had killed him, the baby. Then finally, don't walk behind a shul when the tzibur is davening. So the Gemara says, you can't walk behind a shul when the tzibur is davening. That's only true. There's no other way to enter the shul. If there's another entrance, so then leisabah, then there's no issue with walking behind the shul. Although Amr and Ella Delika, Ella Delika, Bekinish Tacharin, it's only true if there's no other. another shul. There's another shul that's not a problem. It's only true if either you're not carrying a load, or not running, or you're not wearing tefillin. If you're doing any one of those three things, then there's no issue with walking behind the shul and the tzibur is davening. There are three things that I like, that which the people from Madai do. Number one, they only cut meat on the table. When they kiss, they only kiss on the back of the hand. And when they give advice, when they talk to people in Yoatzin, besides they do it in the field, so this way no one can overhear them. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Mikra, what's the source for that last one for only giving advice in the field? Pasuk in Parshas Vayetzei, Vayishlach Yaakov Vayikra LeRachel UleLeah Hashadel Tzono. Yaakov didn't speak to Rachel and Leah until they were in the field and no one else could hear them. Tanya Amar Ben Gamliel B'Shloshet Dvarim Oyev Ani Esa Parsiim, for three things I like the Persians. Hein Tzenuin VaAchilas, and they're modest in the way they eat. Utsnum VeSakise, they're modest in the bathroom. Utsnum VeDavarachir, they're modest when they have Tashmish Amita. Pasuk says in Yeshaya Anit Tzivi. I commanded those who are sanctified to me. Tani Rav Yosef Ilu HaParsiim HaMekudashin Umzuman in Gehenna. That refers to the Persians that they're designated and set aside for Gehenna. Rabban Gamliel, and we're going back to the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel said that the latest time to say Kriyat Shema at night is at Alus HaShachar. I'm Rav Yudom Rishwala. Rabban Gamliel, he says that's how he paskin. Tani Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer Pa'amim Shodim Kori Kriyat Shema Shei Pam Malayla Achas Kodim Shiyalom Ad HaShachar VeAchas Ta'achas Shiyalom Ad HaShachar VeYotzei VeNichol Vaso Achas Shoyom VeAchas Shalav. There are certain situations where a person can say Kriyat Shema twice at night, but one before Alos and one after Alos, and he can fulfill his obligation of Kriyat Shema both of Yom and Laila. So the Gemara says Haguf Akashi, it's a stira. Amar Pam Shon Kori Kriyat Shema Shtei Pam Balayla Al Malachar Shi Alam Hashachar Leil Yahu. So first, tell me that sometimes he's going to read it at night, which implies that after Alos Hashachar is still called nighttime. V'Hadar Tani Yotzei Bani Dichu Vasu Achas Shal Yom V'Achas Shal Laila Al Mal Yimamu. Then you tell me, turn around and say, oh, you could also be Yotzei Yer Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema by day. So obviously it's daytime when it's after Alos. So the Gemara says Lo Yolam Leil Yahu. Really, it's really after Alos is still nighttime. V'Hadar Kari Leil that which we call a day, the ika inche, the kai, maybe ahishai. Some people get up at that hour of the morning. Amar Avacha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Halach Rav Yishuv Ben Yochai. That's how we paskin that you could say Kriyat Shema twice in one night and fulfill your obligation of Kriyat Shema Balayla and Bayom. Ika Damasi Lahad Rav Avacha Bar Chanina Ahad Desai. Some taught this statement of Rav Avacha regarding the following brisa. The brisa says. So this is talking about Kriyishma Shalom. A person can say Kriyishma twice, once before Nitz and once after Nitz, to fulfill his obligation of Kriyishma for Laila and for Yom. So the Gemara says, Agufakash, it's a stira. First, you tell me that you can say Kriyishma by day, which implies that before Nitzachama is daytime. Then you tell me, no, therefore you see that before Nitz is really night. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, "Lo yolam yamam." Who really? It's the daytime. V'haid the karu leilia. Why do we call it night? Ika inche the ganu v'hisha. There's still some people who are sleeping at that hour of the morning. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Halach, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. That's the fact that we paskin. Rabbi Zeru, v'vach lo yomar hashkivin. Because if you say hashkivin at mariv, so then it's clear that your shema is a kriyish mashal arvis. So you can't be yotzei your kriyish mashal shachris if you said hashkivinu. Ki also Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Hader, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, la beferish it. That statement wasn't made explicitly. Elam yichlal. It was inferred. There was a certain pair of Rabbanan who got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Also, look at Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. We can rely on Rabbi Shimon to still say Kriyat Shema up until Alos HaShachar. Ma'aseh Shabbat, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel's children came back from this party and they hadn't said Kriyat Shema. So he says, as long as it's not yet Alos HaShachar, you still have to say Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara asks, how do they never know what their father held about this issue until now? So they were saying the following to their father. Rabbanan plegi ilavach v'yachad v'ram halach kram. The one and the Rabbanan argue on you, and they hold that you only say it until chatzos. So therefore, maybe we should follow the Rabbanan because the din is that yachad v'ram halach kram. We always start with the shitas harabim. Oh, the no, Rabbanan kvasach sfiru. Really, the Rabbanan fundamentally hold like you. The latest time to say kriyash mezalos hashachar. V'hai dekamri ad chatzos was only k'dei laharichi gadam eno aveir. That really the only reason why the Rabbanan said you only have until chatzos to say it was to distance a person from doing an aveir. So Amar lehu, he responded. Rabbanan kvasis sfiru. The Rabbanan hold like me v'chayov and atem, and you really still have to say kriyash ma. V'hai dekamri. You're right. The reason why they said chatzos was simply to distance you from doing an aver. Then the Mishnah said, "Velo zol bilvad amru ella." Right? The Mishnah said, not only that, but every time the Rabbanan say ad chatzos, it really means until shachar, but it's just a siag that you shouldn't come to miss the mitzvah. V'Rabban Gamliel mika amar ad chatzos dekatani v'loz ol bav adamru. When Rabban Gamliel said in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says ad chatzos, does that mean that in every situation that the Rabbanan say chatzos, does that always mean that they really hold alos shachar? So hachi kamar the Rabban Gamliel livnei. This is what he's telling his children. Afilu the Rabbanan dekamri ad chatzos. Even the Rabbanan hold that the latest time for shmas chatzos mitzvah sachi yalam but hashachar. V'hai dekav amri ad chatzos was only harke gadam min avir. Then the Mishnah said Hector Chalavim, that also the burning of the fats of the karbanos you have until Chatzos, according to the Chachamim. The Gemara says Ilu Achilas Pesachim Lo Katani. The Mishnah doesn't make mention of the din of eating carbon Pesach. So the Gemara asks you, but we have a stira Kriya Shema Arvis Halo Beleilim Pesachim Achilas Pesach Mitzvah Zeh Yalam Ara Shachar. So the Braisa says that these three things you have until Alos Hashachar, namely Kriya Shema at night, Halo on the night of Pesach, and eating carbon Pesach, you have all the way until Alos Hashachar. So. So this brisa in the case of aside from the fact we have this brisa teaches that achilas pesach given until alos hashachar. It also says that kriyas may have until alos hashachar. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Lokashi, Har Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Har Rabbi Akiva. The Sanya, the pasuk says achilu es habasar b'layil hazeh. The pasuk in Parshas Bo says you have to eat the meat of the korban pesach on the night of Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer never kan b'layil hazeh by the korban pesach. V'amar lahalon by makas mechoros. The pasuk says va'avarti ve'eretz Mitzrayim b'layil hazeh. So it says I'm going to pass through Mitzrayim on this night. Malahalon ad chatzos. So we know makas mechoros was ad chatzos. So I've kan ad chatzos. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you only can eat the korban pesach until Chatzos. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? V'halo kvar ne'amar b'chipazon ad shas chipazon. The pasuk says you have to eat the Karban Pesach with haste b'chipazon. That refers to the time that Klal Yisrael left the tribe, which was in the morning. So the Gemara says, yeah, but imkein ma'atamad lomar balayl. So why does the pasuk stress that it happened at night? So the Gemara says, no, yochol yehinachal kikachim bayon. One could have argued that Karban Pesach has the same status as a regular carbon. You have to eat it during the daytime like any other carbon. No, tamad lomar balayla balayla hu nechal v'lo bayon. But it doesn't mean you can eat it until alos hashachar. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can only eat it until Chatzos. So then the Gemara throws the question back the other way. Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Islik Zera Shava Itchrich Lemichtav Lehazet. So I understand according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he has this Zera Shava from Halayla Hazet from Makas Mechoros. Therefore, the pasuk has to stress it has to be Dafka Halayla Hazet. You can only eat it until Chatzos. But Ella Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazet, my Avli, has Rabbi Akiva understand the pasuk of Halayla Hazet? So he says, Lemaute Laila Acher Hudas. He thinks that word Hazet is excluding that you can't eat the Karban Pesach the following night. So the Gemara says, Salgad the Chamino, one could have argued, Ho'elu Pesach Kachim Kalim, Ushlamim Kachim Kalim. Both Pesach and a Karban Shlamim are both Kachim Kalim. They have lesser levels of Kedusha than other types of Karban. So just like we know the din is you can do carbon shlamim for 2 days and one night, so one could have argued up Pesach nechal shtei lilos b'makum b'iz yamin v'yehinechal b'iz lilos v'yom echad. So one could have argued to eat the carbon pesach for 2 nights and a day because the first zman to eat carbon pesach is at night. No, balayla hazeh hu nechal v'yinu nechal balayla acher. Dafka on this night you can eat it, but not afterwards. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah milosos yurad boker nafka. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah knows that idea you can't eat it beyond this night from the fact the pasuk says you can't leave it over until the next morning. If you do, you have to burn it. Rabbi Akiva ime hasam. If that was the source, hava. You know, I would have said my boker boker shi. That means the following morning, the morning of the next day, or the second day. Rabbi Elazar Amar Lacha, no, kol boker boker rishon. The word boker always implies the following morning. So the Gemara says, v'hani tanoi kana tanoi. This machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva seems to reflect another machlokes tanoim. The Sanya. Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eshem, Tizbachas HaPesach Ba'arev Kivo HaShemesh Mu'it Tzeisacham Yimitzrayim, that you're going to shech the Karban Pesach at the time that you left Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Be'erev Atah Zoveach, you shech it in the evening, meaning on Erev Pesach, U'Kivo HaShemesh Atah Ochel, at night you eat the Karban, U'Mu'it Tzeisacham Yimitzrayim Atah Sor, in the morning, the time that we left Mitzrayim, that's when you have to burn the Karban Pesach, because now it's already too late, now it's no sir. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, Be'erev Atah Zoveach, you shech it on Erev Pesach, Kivo HaShemesh Atah Ochel, and you eat it at night, and Kivo HaShemesh, meaning as the sun is coming up, meaning once the day is until Alos HaShachar, you can eat. If Ad Masayat Ha'ochel V'Holich Ad Mo'id Seis Ocham Mitzrayim, you have until the time that we left Mitzrayim, namely Alos HaShachar, to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Chora, this Machlokes that I'm lines up with the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mekiva as to what the latest time is to eat Karban Pesach. So I'm Rabbi Abba. He says Hakol Modim Kishanigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Nigalu Ela Be'erev. Everyone agrees that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim in the evening. Shenemar Hotziacha Hashem Elokechem Mitzrayim Laila Ucheshayotzu. When we actually formally left Mitzrayim, Lo Yotzu Elbayim, we left during the day. Shenemar Mimacharas Pesach Yotzu Uvenei Yisrael Biad Rama. So Amad Nechuk. What are they arguing about? Al shas chipazon. What does the pasuk mean when it says that we left in great haste? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar my chipazon. That refers to chipazon de Mitzrayim. That refers to that the Mitzrayim were trying to kick us out as quickly as they could, which was already done at nighttime. Rabbi Akiva savar no my chipazon de Yisrael. First of all, that we as the Jewish people left Mitzrayim quickly, which was done in the morning. Tan nami hachi yotzi achash emelukachem Mitzrayim la'ilav. Asks the Gemara of Chibalayla Yatzu falolo Yatzu la'vayom. We left the next day. Shneimar melacharas ha'pesach Yatzu uven Yisrael biyad rama. Al malam yishis chilo lehem geula mibayar. The geula started the previous evening. evening, but they only actually formally left Mitzrayim the following morning. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Daber Naba Osnei Ha'am, speak to the people and tell them to take all the silver and gold from the Mitzrayim. Amri Dere Rabbi Yana, Eino El Lashon Makasha. The word Na implies it's a request. Hashem was pleading with them to take all the silver and gold in Mitzrayim. So Amri Le'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'Vakasha Mimcha, I beg of you, Leich Ve'Amor Le'Handle Yisrael, tell the Jewish people, V'Vakasha Mikem, I beg of you, Sho'alumi Mitzrayim Klei Chesef Klei Zahav, borrow silver and gold from the Mitzrayim. Shalo Yomar Oso Tzadik, so that Avram Avinu doesn't have a taina against me, and he'll say, that Hashem, you only fulfilled the first half of the promise to me in the Bris Bein Havasar, namely that the Jewish people will be afflicted, but you didn't fulfill the second half of the promise that they're going to leave with great wealth. So Amru Lo Ulevai should eat say that's me. Halavai, we should just want to leave. We just want to leave on our own today. Mashallah Adam Shaykh Khovish Vesa Asurim is comparable to a person who's locked away in prison. They tell him, tomorrow all these people are going to come, they're going to break you out of prison, they're going to give you a lot of money. The Omer 11, he says to them, Vakash, I beg of you, Hotsiuni Hayov, Eni Mavakish clone, just get me out today, and I don't want any of the money. Just he'd rather leave today. Pasuk says, Vayash Ilum, that they borrowed all the silver and gold from the Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Ami Malami, Sheshilim Baal Karchem, they borrowed it against their will. Ika Damri Baal Karchem de Mitzrayim, which is the simple reading of the Pasuk, that the Egyptians didn't want to give up their wealth. Ika Damri no, Baal Karchem de Yisrael was against the will of the Jews that they had to take the wealth. Maal Damri Baal Karchem de Mitzrayim, Dechsev, Venavas Bayes Techalik Shal, it says in Tehillim, that they raided their houses of all their wealth. Maal Damri Baal Karchem de Yisrael, Mishum Masoy, Klashol didn't want to have to carry this heavy burden or slip around the burden of all the silver and gold. Then the Pasuk says, Vayinat Zilulas Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Ami Malami, they made it like a trap without any grain, like a pool without any fish. In other words, they completely emptied out Mitzrayim of their food and of all of their possessions. Pasuk is Eki Asher Eki. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu with a certain name, Parshas Shmos, he says, I will be what I will be. That's the name of Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lechem Or Lehen Yisrael, tell Klai Yisrael, I'm going to be with you during this enslavement. Vani Eyei Machem B'Shibot Malchus, I'll be with you in future enslavements as well. So Amar Lefan, Moshe says, Ribono Shalom, Da'il Tzrab Shaita, it's enough to tell them about this start. What do you have to tell them a future tzaros for? You're going to drive them crazy with future tzaros. You're right. Just tell them that I will be, meaning I'm going to be with you in this tzar right now. And you're right, don't mention future tzaros. The pasuk says in Sefer Malachim by Eliyahu and Har Carmel, Anini Hashem Anini. He asks Hashem to answer him. Why did he say it twice? Malami Shemar Eliyahu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom. Anini Shetere Yishman Hashemai V'Sochal Kol Hashem Min HaMizbeach. Number one, I plead that the fire should come down from Shemai to consume all the carbonos on the Mizbeach. And number two, Anini Shetasiyach. That they shouldn't think that this was all just done through witchcraft. The Mishnah says, what's his mind to say Kriyishma in the morning? When you can distinguish between turquoise, green, blue, and white. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer bin Tchelas Lakarti, between blue and green. Ad Hanitz Hachamam. Until sunrise, that's the latest time, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shomer at Shalosh Shos, Shekin Derech Malachim Lamud, Ben Shalosh Shos. He holds that you have until the third hour of the morning to read it, because that's the time that kings get up. Hakorim Mikan Velech Lohifsid, Kadim Akorim Torah. One who reads Kriya Shema after that point, you're not losing anything. It's no worse than a person who's just reading Psukh. So the Gemara asks, Maya Ben Chelis Lavan, what exactly is the point where you can distinguish between turquoise and white? Ilema Ben Gabava de Imra Chivr, Le Gabava de Imra de Tchelta. If it means I can distinguish between white colored wool and turquoise colored wool, no, Havalel Yanami Mede Yadi, but you can tell the difference between those two things in the night also. It means the turquoise part of the wool and the white part of the wool, you can distinguish between those two things. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Misha Yakir, means the Eve Lekalev, and you can distinguish between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bein Chamor La'arod, between a donkey and a wild donkey. V'achirim Omer, Misha Yira Eschaveo Rachuk Da'arabas V'yakir, you see a friend at a distance of 4 hours and you can recognize him. Amar Ravuna Halacha Kachir, and that's how we paskin. Amar Abayi L'tfilin Kachir, when it comes to the earliest matter for putting on tefillin, we paskin Kachirim, they have to recognize your friend at a distance of Dalat Amos. Kriya Shema Ki Vasikin. We follow the Vasikin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin Yugomernosa Im Hanitzachama. The Vasikin used to finish davening. They used to finish Shema as the sun was rising, so that's where they could get to Shemona Esrei at sunrise. Tanam Yochi Vasikin Yugomernosa Im Hanitzachama. Kedeshiyismo Geul Latfilah Venimsa Bispal Bayom. That's where they hit Shemona Esrei as the sun was rising, and they'd be able to daven by day. Amar Rabzera Mikra. What's the source for that? Pasuk says Yireuchem Shemesh V'Lefnei Yareach Dor Dorim. It says in Tehillim that those who fear Hashem daven with the sun. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Eliyakim. Vishem Kila Kadisha. Yerushalayim. He testified in the name of the Holy Congregation of Yerushalayim. Kol asomech gul l'tfila eino nizok kol ayon kula. Whoever asomech gul l'tfila won't be harmed the entire day. Amar Abzira, is that really true? V'ha'ana samchei v'itazki. But I was asomech gul l'tfila and I was injured. Amar Lei, b'ma'itazak. How were you injured? Da'amti es asa levei malka. Where you brought You were the doctor for the king. You should have paid your wages to go and see the king. Just like when you prepare for tefillah, you have to walk in. You have to prepare yourself before you walk in. You can't just walk in for tefillah. So a person should always run to greet Jewish kings. Not only Jewish kings, even non-Jewish kings. Because then you'll be zochet to tell the difference between the Jewish kings and the non-Jewish kings. Tosos here just asked the question. He says the entire world is so mechul tefillah. So what's the chiddush, the fact that if you're so mechul tefillah, you won't be harmed the whole day? The whole world does that, so no one should ever be harmed. So he points out, and as we've seen the Gemara coming up in a second regarding Rav Bruna, that when he was so mechul tefillah, he smiled the whole day. That's when he did a kivasikin. The special zechus of not being harmed and smiling the whole day is when he did a kivasikin. Amar li Rav Ila Ula Kiat Yaklas. When you go up to Bavel, Shail Bishlama de Rav Bruna Achi B'mamad Kol Achabura Dam Gadol. When you go see my brother Rav Bruna, so you should go give him a special greeting because he's a chasha person. V'samach b'mitzvos, and he rejoices when he does mitzvos. Zimnachad, one time some gula tefillah, the lo pasik chucham yipume kula yome, he didn't stop smiling the whole day. And Tos pointed out because he did a kivasikin. So the Gemara asks, hichi matzi samach, how could you ever be so gula tefillah? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan betchila hu omer Hashem svasai tiftach ulevasof hu omer yilu ratzonim refi. You don't really start Shemona Esri right away because you have a hesik of the words Hashem svasai tiftach. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, tehei betchilah shalavus. You have to say we're talking about Mariv. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan izru ben ha'olam haba zeh asomich gula shal arvus letefillah shal arvus. You can only consider it to be a ben olam haba if you're somich the geula of Mariv to Shmona Esri of Mariv. And by Marv we don't do that either, because we have, as we'll see in a second, we have Hashkivinu before Shmon Esrei. El Amar Rabbi Elazar Tehevet Tfilas HaMincha, because by Mincha we don't have any Gal Yisrael before Shmon Esrei. Rav Asher Emer, no, Afilu Tema Akulu, could be referring to all three Tfilos. V'chevan de Kavua Rabbanan B'Tfilah K'Tfilah Rech Tadami. Once the Rabbanan instituted to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that becomes part of Tfilah. Tehilu Tema, because if you don't say that, Arv is Heichi Matzi Yisrael, how could you ever be so Mekulu Tfilah and Marv? V'habay Lamemer Hashkivinu, you have to say Hashkivinu after Gal Yisrael before Shmon Esrei. El Kevin de Kinu Rabbanan Hashkivinu K'Gula Rech Tadami Hakadami, Kevin de Kavua Rabbanan B'Tfilah. Once the Rabbanan were Masaki to say Ashkivinu, that becomes part of the Geula. So too, when they were Masaki to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that becomes part of Tefillah. So the Gemara asks, Michti, how Yulu Ratzonim Refi Mashma Levasov Mashma Meikara Deba'ina Lamemar? That really, you could say the Pasuk of Yulu Ratzonim Refi both at the beginning or at the end of Shmona Esrei, right? So my time at Tiknu Rabbanan Liacha Yurchas Brachos Lemru Meikara. Why not say it at the beginning? Why do we wait till the end to say it? Amr Yudah Bredo Shem Mepazi Hovelu Amru David El Liacha Yurchas Parshios Lefichach Takinu Rabbanan Liacha Yurchas Brachos. Since David Melach said it after 18 Prakim of Tehillim, in the 18th paragraph of Tehillim, therefore we say it at the end of the 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei. Asks the Gemara, Hani Yurches Yutes Havyon, but it's not really. But the pasuk of Yulu Ratzonim Refi is in the 19th chapter of Tehillim, which means that really it's not in the 18th paragraph. So how could you say that it's in the 18th paragraph? The Gemara says, no. Ashriyach v'lama rakshu goyim chada parshei, that the first two, what we call the first two paragraphs of Tehillim, are really one parsha. Damar Yudah Brei Derev Shimon Ben Pazi Kuf Kimo Parshei Osamar David Velo Amar Haluka Shemar Ma'apalto Shav Rishayim Shemar Yitamu Chatoim and Aris Rishayim Oder Nam Barchi Nafshi Yes Hashem Haluka. David never said the word Haluka until 103 prakim into Tehillim, when he saw wickedness, when he saw evil be abolished. So the pasuk says, "Itamu chatam in haaretz." When he sees hate being abolished in the world, then he prays Hashem. So asks the Gemara, "Hani kuf gimel kuf dalit?" That pasuk is in Parakuf dalit, not Parakuf gimel. El shma mina. You see that Ashri Yisrael Rav Shugayim chada parsha. You see that that's really those first two paragraphs are really one section. Dam Rishu Bar Nachmani Rabbi Yonasan Kol Parsha Shaisa Chaviv Al David Pasach Baba Ashri V'Siim Baba Ashri. Whichever parsha, whichever of Tehillim was chav, was dear to David HaMelech, he opened and closed with the word Ashri. Pasach Baba Ashri Dichsev Ashri Ha'ish. Because that's the opening of the first pasuk of Tehillim. So you see that he opened and closed that same paragraph with the word Ashrei, even though that's the pasuk of the end of Perek Beis of Tehillim. But clearly, we're assuming that those two prakim are like one chapter. So the Gemara has a story. Hanu Briyone, Dahavu Shemivuse de Rameir, Dahavu Kametzaru Leituva. There were these sinners, these people. Who were really bothering Rameir a lot? Have a kabbay Rameir rachame ilavayu kechidelimus and Rameir David that these people should die. So I'm really Buria the Bissu. So his wife Buria said to him, "My daitech, what are you thinking? Mishum dechsev it says itamu chataim. It says that the sins should be abolished. Miksev chotim chataim. It doesn't say that the sinners should die, but rather the sins should stop. But od shvilas safe to go. Go look at the last half of the pasuk where it says rishayim odeinam kevin the itamu chataim rishayim odeinam. Once the sin stops, so by definition they won't be rishayim anymore. So the Gemara says so she said to him, "Elabay rachame ilavayu." So in fact he davened for rachamim and they ultimately did tshuva. Amar lahu tzeduki leburia, a certain tzeduki said to Buria, "Ksev pasuk says in Yeshaya Roniyah Karelo Yalada, says rejoice, O barren woman who hasn't had children." So the tzeduki asked, "Mishum dlo Yalada, Roni, you're going to rejoice for that if because you don't have children." So Amar lahu, so she said to him, "Shaya, you fool, shvila saved. Go look at the last half of the pasuk where the ksev ki rabim bnei shoyim abimnei beula Amar Hashem, that the sons of those who are desolate out are more than the sons of the beula of the woman who has had relations before." So what does that mean? Elamaya Karelo Yalada, Roni Kineses Yisrael Shadoma leisha Akar Shal. that we are praiseworthy that we haven't given birth to children who are destined to Gehenna like you have, like you the Tzedukim have. So Amar Lehu Tzeduki L'Rabbi Avohu, Ksiv, it says, Mizmor L'David B'Varchom Ebnei Avshalom B'Nal. Perek Gimel of Tehillim, it says that David was praising Hashem as he's running away from Avshalom for his life. Ksiv, it says in Perek Nun Zayin, it says, L'David Michtam B'Varchom Ebnei Sha'u B'Me'ara. It says that David wrote a lamentation when he's running away from Shaul in the cave. So the Gemara asks, Hey, Ma'isa Havi B'Resha, which incident took place first? So Michti, Ma'isa Shaul Havi B'Resha, clearly because David wasn't married yet, David didn't have children at that point of Shaul. So obviously the story of Shaul happens before his son Avshalom. So the question is, Lechto B'Resha, so how come that story is written earlier in Tehillim? So Amar Lehi says, Bruria says to the Tzeduki, Rabbi Avo says to the Tzeduki, you who don't believe in darshin smuchin, smuchin refer to psukim that are juxtaposed to one another, even though they don't have anything to do with each other per se, just because they're in proximity, we're going to make a drasha. So you who don't believe in that, so you have a problem trying to explain the chronology of things in Sefer Tehillim. But he says, Anan, to darshin smuchin, we don't have a problem because we darshin smuchin. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, smuchin and Torah, and how do we know there's a concept of darshin smuchin that are juxtaposed to each other? Shenamar, it says in Tehillim, smuchin la'ad liolam asuyim be'emes v'yashar, that when you have things next to each other, you can make honest and yashar drushes. So lama nismach a parshas Avshalom and parshas Gogumag. How come the parshas Avshalom, which is parak Gimel of Tehillim, is juxtaposed to parak Dalet of Tehillim, which talks about milchemes Gogumag? Shem yomer lecha adam klum yeshevet shemori barabo. If a person is going to say to you, is there ever a situation where a master rebels against, where a servant rebels against his master? Afatayam early telling you, look, klum yesh ben shemori ba'aviv elahava hakinami hava. So here we find also that Avshalom rebels against his father David. So such a precedent is not crazy. So the pasuk is a mishlei pia pasuk of chachma v'soras chesed al lishona that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to put chachma on your tongue. Kenegin mi amar Shlomo mikra zeh. Who was Shlomo referring to? Lo amru ela kenegin David Aviv. He was talking about David Amelech. Shadar b'chamish shalom who lived in five worlds v'amar shira. So what does that mean? Dar b'mei imo v'amar shira in his mother's womb. He's saying shira shenamar baruchin nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravay Hashem kodesh. Referring to the innards of the womb. Yatzal avir olam. He comes out into the air of the world and istaka b'kuchav mazos. He looks at the constellations v'amar shira shenamar baruchu Hashem malachav gibori kochos ein dvaro lishma b'kol dvaro. Baruch Hu Hashem called Tzva'av. He praises all the legions, the stars, the moons, and the sun of the legions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yonak mishte'imo v'nestaka b'dadev amar shir. He nursed from his mother and looked at her breasts and sang Shira. Shadam ar baruchina ashiyas Hashem v'al tishkechi kol gmulav. And don't forget all of my kindness. My kol gmulav, what does that mean? Am Rabbi Avoh sh'asa lo dadim b'mkom bina. That Hashem made breasts on a woman in the place of knowledge, meaning by the heart. Tayim amai. So why did Hashem do that? So amar Rav Yehuda kadesh lo yistaka b'mkom erva. So he wouldn't look at the makom ha'erva. And Rav Masta amar kadesh lo yinek b'mkom atinofes. As opposed to animals that all nurse from the udder, from that area of the calf, the makom erva of the animal. So by humans, we nurse from the makom abina. Ra'ima ma'palto shal rishav amishir. Then David saw the downfall of the rishayim, and he's saying shir shenemar yitamu chatoim enaretz rishayim orinam barchin avshi es Hashem haluka. And finally, nistakel biyom hamisav amishir. He looked at the day of death and saying shir shenemar barchin avshi es Hashem Hashem haluka gadal to beod hod v'hader levashta. So asks the Gemara, my mashma do yom hamisa. Never how do we see that pasuk is referring to the yom hamisa? So I'm a rabbi by Rav Shila misefa did from the end of the pasuk. That those who cover their faces and those whose spirits are going to expire, that's referring to the day of death, and David was praising that. They were always in front of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. They would arrange the agarata in front of Rav Shimon ben Levi. What does that pasuk mean? Person draws an image on the wall. You cannot infuse within that image life. You can't give it intestines. You can't give it the ability to breathe. Hashem is not like that. He draws an image within an image, the fetus inside of the mother's womb, and yet he was able to infuse it with life. Chana says that there's no one as holy as Hashem, for there's none like him, and there's no rock like our God. So my ain tzur kelkin, what does that mean? It means ain sire kelkin. There's no artist like Hashem. What does that mean? We typically, our handiwork outlasts us. He outlasts and outlives his handiwork. This is what I was saying. To whom was David? What was I referring to when he said these five Baruch Hinafshis? Lo Amar Ela Kenegad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kenegad Neshama Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Melo Chol HaOlam Af Neshama Melo Yas Kol HaGuf. Just like Hashem fills up the world, so too David, so too the neshama fills up the guf. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu roa ve'eino nira, Hashem sees but cannot be seen. Af neshama roa ve'eino nireis, it can also see but not be seen. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu zaras kol olam kulo, Hashem sustains the whole world. Af neshama zaras kol guf, it sustains the body. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu tora af neshama tahora, and Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev b'chadri chadarim, he sits in his inner chambers. Af neshama yoshev b'chadri chadarim. So yavo mishi yesh b'chamish dvarim halalu, let the neshama that has these five things come. V'yishabach l'mishi yesh b'chamish dvarim halalu, praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu, has these five things. Amar Rav Hamnuna, ma'idich sev, it says in Koheles, mi kehachacham mi yodei apesher davar, who is like the wise one and who knows how to make resolutions to a matter. Mika Kadosh Baruch Hu sheyodei lasos pshara bein shnei tzadikim, Hashem knows how to make a compromise between two tzadikim. Bein Chizkiyahu Yeshayahu, Chizkiyahu amar leisa Yeshayahu gabay dahachi ashkam Eliyahu da'as lagam yachav. We find that Eliyahu the navi came to the king Achav, so therefore Yeshayahu should come to me. Yeshayahu amar no leisa Chizkiyahu gabay, Chizkiyahu should come to me. Dahachi ashkam be Yehoram ben Achav da'as lagam Elisha. We find the Melech Yehoram goes to the navi Elisha. Me'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? He afflicted Chizkiyahu with Yisurim. Told Yeshayahu to go to Vakar Chol to visit Chizkiyahu who is sick. Shneamar b'yomim mahim chol Chizkiyahu lamus v'yavo elav Yeshayahu ben Amoz Hanavi v'yomer elav kol amar Hashem tzav leveisecha ki meis atav lo sechya. Tell, command your household to get your things in order because you're going to die. My ki meis atav lo sechya. What does that mean? Meis atav olam azeh v'lo sechya lo olam abba. You're going to die in this world and you lose your olam abba. Amar lei my kulei. Says, what did I do that was so bad that I deserve to lose my olam abba? Amar lei mishum delavasakta b'peri v'riv because you failed to engage in the mitzvah peruvu of having children. Amar lei says, what do you mean? But mishum dechazay li beruach hakodesh and avkim yinai benin delo malu. The only reason why that's true is because I saw in Ruach HaKodesh I was going to have children who were not fitting. In fact, it turns out they ended up having Menashe. It was a terrible Russia. Amar Le, so Yeshayahu says to him, what are you doing looking at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's secrets? He says, you do your tzivu, you do what you're commanded to do, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of the rest. So Amar Le says, okay, so give me your daughter's hand in marriage, and between your zechuyos and my zechuyos, maybe I'll be zochet to have children who are fitting, who are going to be fitting. So Amar Le says, no, kvar nigzera alech gzera, it's too late already. Amar Le ben amotz kalei nevuascha v'tzei, he says, stop your nevuah and leave here. Kach v'kublani mibes haviyahu, I have a tradition from my grandfather, hafilu cher chadim unachas al tzavaru shal adam al yivna atzmo min aracham. And even if a sharp sword is on your neck, don't give up hope that you're going to be saved. Itmar nami rabbi yochanan v'rabbi allah zodami trevay, hafilu cher chadim unachas al tzavaru shal adam al yivna atzmo min aracham, shenemar hini t'lein lo ayachel. Even as I'm being killed, I still have faith and I still trust in Hashem. Top of Yunam Aviz, Amar Abchanan, hafilu bala chalomos from alo adam lamachar, who makes even if a dream interpreter tells you that you're going to die tomorrow, al yim na'atzu min arachamim, don't give up on mercy. Shenemar ki v'rov v'chalamos v'havalim u'dvarim arbe ki yasa el kimir, despite all of the dreams, just fear Hashem. Miyad v'yasevi Chizkiyahu panav l'kir v'yispalel al Hashem. Chizkiyahu turned toward the wall and daven. My kir, what does that mean? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mikiros libo, from the depths of his heart. Shenemar me'ayim me'ayim chilo kiros libi. Rav Levi Amar al iske hakir, regarding the wall. Amar lefan of ribono shalom. The Isha Shunamis, she made a little area, she made turn a little wall into a living space for Elisha, and yet her son was revived and came back to life. My grandfather Shlomo HaMelech, who coated and plated the entire Heichal, entire Kodesh Kodesh with silver and gold, so Kavachomer, I should get life back. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, says about himself, look at all the good that I've done. So my v'hatov v'enachasisi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shesamach gula tefila. So what I'm saying is that the good that he did was that he was somach gula tefila. Rav Levi, Amar shagana sefer refus. He hid away the book of refus. This way, people would daven to be healed as opposed to just relying on a refuah. Tana Rabbanan, shisha dvarim asu Chizkiyahu haMelech. Al gimel hodulo v'al gimel lo hodulo. He did six things. Three the chachamim agree with him, and three the chachamim did not agree with him. Al gimel hodulo. What were those? Ganas sefer refus v'hodulo. They agreed that when he hid the sefer refus, kites nachash hanachoshes hodulo. When he chopped up the copper snake that Moshe made back in Parshas Chukas. So because he didn't want people focusing on that, he wanted them to daven to Hashem instead. So they agreed with him. And Girat Samos Atzmos Aviv Al Mita Shel Chavalim V'Hodulo. He dragged the bones of his father Achaz, who was a terrible Rasha, through the streets after he died. And they also agreed with those. However, V'Al Gimel Lo Hodulo, with their three things that they did not agree with, Sasa Me Gichon V'Hodulo. He plugged up the reserves of the water from the Gichon River, and that they did not agree with. Kitzes Dalos Heichal V'Shigrom LeMelech Hashur V'Hodulo. He cut down the walls of the Heichal and sent them as a gift to the Melech Hashur. That they did not agree with. And Avar Nisan Benisan Lo Hodulo. And he made Nisan into a leap month, and they did not agree with them. Ask Gemara, me leisli lechizkio hachodesh zel lachem rosh chodeshim zen nisa ve'nachar nisa. But there's a din that you're not allowed to make any month other than Adar, or rather, you can't make Nisan into a leap month. It has to be Adar. That's why we have two Adars as opposed to having two Nisans. Ella ta'abid Shmuel. Damer Shmuel ima avrin es hashanah miyom shloshim shal Adar hol v'roy lekovo Nisan. So hol v'roy lo amrinan. So Shmuel holds the reason why you can't make Nisan into a leap month is because is that according to Shmuel you cannot make it into a leap year on the 30th day of Adar, because then it's already already theoretically fit to be nisan, but Chizkiyahu didn't hold that svara. He held that you can make it into, he says you can still make it into a leap year on the 30th day. It's not fit to be nisan yet.
If you make something dependent on you, it'll really be thrown to other people, and vice versa. So what does that mean?
He made everything dependent on the avos. All the schus, the good things that happened to Klai Yisrael were not because of me, because of the avos. So as a result,
So as a result, it was all Moshe's chus that prevented Klai Yisrael from being destroyed.
On the other hand, Chizkiyahu, he made everything dependent on himself.
So as a result, they made it dependent on others.
The city was only spared because of David.
Even the peace that Hashem sends was bitter because it wasn't coming as a result of him.
The pasuk says in Malachim, let's make for Elisha this little area that he can come live in.
It was an open area that they put a wall around. They closed it up.
This was a large portico, an open area, of a chilkul Hashem, they divided it up into halves, and they gave Elisha one of the halves to live in.
Bishlam el madam rach sadra, haimidich said kir, that's why they built the wall.
El madam rach aliyah, my kir, the word kir means shek kir vua, that they put a roof around it.
Bishlam el madam rach aliyah, haimidich said aliyah,
so as I understand why the term pasuk uses the word aliyah, kir ktana, because they were in an attic.
But el madam rach sadra, my aliyah, what does that word mean? It means me'ula shelabatim, it means the best of the houses.
Then it says, v'nasim lo sham mitavish luchan v'chiseim norah, right, the Isha Shunamis gives him a lamp and a bed, and all these different amenities.
Amar Rabbi Yitim, Rabbi Yitzchak, Harotze Lehanos, Yehana Ke Elisha, V'sheinu Rotze Lehanos, Al Yehana Ke Shmuel Haramasi. Shem Rabba Uchuvaso Haramasa, Ki Sham Beiso. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shekol Mokom Shalach, Sham Beiso Imo.
If you want to get Hana from this world, you should do it like Elisha. You have all your, have a regular place to live in, a place that you go to frequently, that you live in, but don't be like Shmuel Haramasi, because Shmuel always traveled around, and he was never really stationary in one place.
V'atomer El Isha, Hineinu Yadati Ki Yitzchak Lokim Kadosh. So the Isha Shunam says to her husband, I know this man Elisha is holy.
So first of all, women are more acutely aware of their guests than the men are. How did
she know that he was holy?
So there was never a fly passing by his table.
So she gave him a flax blanket,
and he never saw a carry on that blanket.
But his servant Gehazi was not kadosh, because the pasuk says
Vayigash Gehazi lohadva, he tried to push away the Isha Shunamis.
Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Sha'ach Sabahodiyaf, he tried to grab her by the breasts.
Pasuk says, Over Alina Tavid is always passing by us.
Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Elizer Ben Yaakov,
Kol HaMe'areach Tamilchach HaMesof Beisu Umahaneu Minachasav Ma'ala Alav HaKasav Ki'ilu Makriv Temidin.
Whoever hosts a Tamilchach in his house and allows him to benefit from his possessions, it's as if he offered a carbon.
V'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Elizer Ben Yaakov, Al Ya'amor Adam B'makom Gavo V'yispal Ela B'makom Ramach V'yispal.
Don't stand in a high place in Davin, but rather in a low place. Shadam Bar Mimama Kim Krasi Chashem to be in a low place.
Tanam Yahachi Lo Yamar Adam Lo Al Gabi Kise Lo Gabi Sraf Rafa Lo Makom Gavo V'yispal.
Don't stand on a chair or on a bench on a table in Davin.
El Makom Ramach V'yispal. Lefish in Gavos Lefnei Makom. There's no haughtiness. There's no being high in front of Hashem.
Shadam Mimama Kim Krasi Chashem Uchsev Tfila Lo Ani Chiyatov.
You have to be bent over like a poor person when you're davening.
V'amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Ben Yaakov V'yispal Lo Tzarech Shtiyach Avides Raglav.
When you daven, you have to have your feet together.
Shadam Ravragli Ham Ragli Yishara. The Malachim in Sefer Yecheskel had their feet together.
Rem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Ben Yaakov.
My dechsev lo sochlu al adam. Right, there's an issue to eat dam of an animal.
Lo sochlu kol neshet tzbalu al adamchem.
You're not allowed to eat before you daven for your blood.
I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Chanina. Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben
Yaakov. Kol ocha v'shos avachakach mispalel.
If you eat a drink and then daven, Allah hakasuv amar. The pasuk says about you, Malachim.
For so mishlach tacharei gevech. Hashem says you throw me behind your back.
I'll take your gevech al geyach. It means your pride.
Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu liachar shen izgah azek. He will love malchus shemayim.
After this person has been haughty, now he's going to be mekabel all malchus shemayim by davening. So I'm not going to accept this tefila.
Rabbi Yeshua Omer Gimel Shas. Right, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the latest time to say Kriyat Shema is 3 hours into the day.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshua. Look, Rabbi Yeshua, that's what we paskin.
Hakorei mikan veilech lo hifset. If you say Kriyat Shema after 3 hours, so it's no worse than a person reading Torah.
Amar Chista Amar Maro Kvul Vavashelo Yomar Yotzeor.
If you say Yotzeor, then you're trying to make it like chakras, and therefore you're not going to be Yotze Misvei.
Hakorei mikan veilech lo hifset kadosh Shu Korei Batorah.
Avam Mavarich Lushayim Lefanav Yachas Yacharet.
You have to do Rav Chista Tiyufta.
This price sounds like that you have to say that. You have to make the brachos before and after. Even if it's after 3 hours, you still have to say berachos kriyat shema. So you see that what we said before is wrong, that even saying yotzor is still okay. In fact, you have to say yotzor.
Ika da amri amar Rav Chista mamarok v'maylo hifsid. It means shalo hifsid brachos. It means you're not going to lose out by saying the berachos kriyat shema.
Tani nami hachi akorei mikan ve'ilach lo hifsid kadosh shekorei b'tor.
Avam mevarech lushayim lefanah v'yachas te'achara. But you still have to say berachos kriyat shema.
Amar Rav Mani gadol akorei kriyat shema be'onasa
yosher mehosei b'torah. That one who reads kriyat shema on the proper time is greater than one who learns Torah.
Midik tani akorei way, if you see that a person reads not at the proper time, he said that it's no worse than one who learns Torah, implying that if you're learning creation at the proper time, that's even greater than learning Torah.